Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, it's the Duluth Winter Village. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday, a gathering of so many local artisans and businesses at the Glenshee & Congdon Historic Estate. It's an all-day affair on December 2nd and 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And today, joining us to tell us more is Mallory Moore. Welcome to the show.
My name is Mallory Moore, and I run Duluth Loves Local, and then we also are putting on the Duluth Winter Village for its second year.
The Winter Village happens this weekend, all day, both days, Saturday and Sunday, and it really harkens that Northern European Christmas market.
So the idea for our market was to feature local businesses and to make shopping small during the holiday season as easy as possible. So we really focused on local businesses that already have retail locations in the Duluth area. And the reason for that is because there already are, like the one in Two Harbors you'll be in, there already are craft fairs and cultural fairs going on around the holidays. And so to focus specifically on local businesses was something that was important to us as Duluth of Local and as holiday shoppers, honestly.
Well, I love the photos from last year with wreaths and floral arrangements. There's so many little trinkets and gifts and handcrafted cards. There's a real artistry coming out of many of these Duluth businesses.
Yeah, definitely. People were surprised to learn that there were so many businesses they hadn't even seen before. And so featuring them all together in one spot really lets you see what great products are coming from Duluth. There's literally something to get a gift for anybody or yourself. So there's Jay Skylark and Whimsy. Both are going to have kids' toys and clothing. We have Frost River, Lake Superior Art Glass, just a variety of different price ranges and also different items. We also have Electric Fetus, which has music and kind of quirky gifts. A couple jewelers there for high-end, looking for something a little bit more special. And then we, of course, have food. So Lake Superior Bakehouse is going to be there, Zenith Bread Project, Duluth Best Bread. So if you need a treat, like a holiday treat, that they're going to supply those for you as well. This weekend, they're launching what we're calling the Collective, and we're putting three up-and-coming artisans in one Frost River canvas tent, actually. And they're going to be set up selling their goods. So we have Warm Wool, and she has knit goods. We have Press du Nord, who is a letterpress artist, and then we have Fond of That, which is jewelry and kind of, I guess, high-end home goods. She has a little bit of hanging wall vases, but she's mostly jewelry. So we are trying to find people who are invested in Duluth but haven't taken the big plunge into a full retail location.
Well, here at KUMD, we know all about the importance of supporting local, and this community has a strong small business sense. Well, tell us about Duluth Loves Local.
They are, which is so great to see. So Duluth Loves Local was started over 3 years ago, and it was a secret project that I was working on with family and friends and some other business owners who see the importance of shopping local. But it's great to see 3 or 4 years down the road that people are really embracing shopping local in Duluth, and it's just so important that we invest our money with businesses who are invested in them back into the community. So these people are coming for charities, and they're donating their products and their time and their energy to making Duluth better. And so it's very important for us to show our support to them.
Well, maybe we can share more details about this year's Winter Village happening at Glenshee this weekend.
So the Duluth Winter Village can be an all-day event. We start at 10 a.m. and we are going to have over 40 businesses, which includes vendors who have food for sale, products for sale, but we also have animals who will be on site all day, both days. That includes a llama, an alpaca, a mini donkey, a mini horse, some dwarf goats, and maybe a sheep. We also have kids face painting by Duluth Kids Club both days. We also have s'mores provided by Super One, and we have bonfires, a couple bonfires set up. In addition to that, you can have lunch or dinner there. We're having hot food provided by Sir Ben's or the Vivenna Cafe, and we're also going to have a beer tent on the South Bond by a law lounge we're setting up. So you really can come and shop and then take a break and eat lunch, see some animals, and then go back to shopping before the day is over. But it's definitely just a festive experience, and all your friends are probably going to be there, and it's just a good time to hang out.
The Duluth Winter Village happens this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, at the Glenshee Historic Congdon Estate. There is parking available with shuttle buses going from Congdon Elementary as well as UMD Parking Lot B. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.